big ideas in government don't matter anymore. That's the concept coming from one federal government expert observer, Don Kettles, dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland. He says your agency should use data to make policy changes from Congress and the White House easier. Don, you're making waves at the Excellence in Government Conference this week by saying, nah, we don't need any more new big ideas. We've got too many going on now as it is. That's kind of contrarian thinking.
Well, I think it is contrarian, but what we have seen for the last 20 years is that every new administration coming in has got to have some fancy new label, some big new idea, some great new initiative. But at this point, I think we've laid out most of the big things we need to do, but we need to get just much, much better at executing what it is we need to do, and especially making sure that we can develop good measures for performance.
GovExec quotes you as talking about the concept of coming up with key indicators that create presentable information to Congress and the president, as I alluded to in bringing you on the air. What do those look like in an ideal world? What kind of information is available from the agencies to Congress and the White House?
The basic things are a kind of simple conversation. What are they trying to do? How would we know that they've done it? And how well, in fact, have the programs worked? It's pretty simple stuff, but the more that we end up talking about that instead of a lot of the things that often get disconnected from operations, the more likely we are that we're actually going to be able to get everybody focusing on what things do. Just look at what happened, for example, with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act website. The basic failure there was that it just didn't follow those basic steps of blocking and tackling, and the more that we pay attention to the wrong kinds of things and try to solve the wrong kinds of problems, the more we're going to get the wrong kinds of results.
I don't think you're nearly old enough to be my father's age, Don, but I was reminded as I read these comments of a time where I was explaining it to my dad. I was thinking about approaching a problem this way or that way or a third way, and I'm trying to eliminate, you know, this whole decision-making process. And he looked at me and he said, "I'll just go do something." And I was reminded of that as I listened to your comment, because it's kind of the theme that you're striking here is, you know, we've thought about and we've analyzed and we've done a lot of policy making, and now let's make it happen.
Well, that's exactly right. If we have a failure, it lies less in the ideas of what we try to do than in our execution of getting things done. And that time after time after time is what we keep coming across, whether it's responding to problems after Hurricane Katrina, getting the Affordable Care Act launched, making sure that we take care of veterans and hospitals in Arizona. There's nobody who thinks that what happened in Arizona at the VA is a good thing. Nobody would condone it. The problem is trying to figure out how to make sure that what we all know and agree that we want to have happen actually gets done. And it really takes things back to the starting line of making sure that we actually do what it is that we commit ourselves to doing.
Well, and another takeaway that I get out of that situation is if you're going to use data to analyze and measure what you're doing, you have to be confident that the data is clean, because essentially the accusation is, at least, they were running two sets of books. I mean, that's maybe oversimplifying it a little bit, but it's certainly what it sounds like to me.
Well, that's what I'm hearing, both from obviously the news reports, but from some of the folks who I've talked to who work for the agency. We're getting the same kind of message where, in some ways, the more you focus on the big headline kinds of data, the greater the incentives are to sometimes just try to hide things under the surface. But in the end, it doesn't matter unless you're measuring what it is that gets done, and what is it you want to get done has to be what you measure. And that's a lesson that keeps coming back over and over again. But we've learned that we can do that. There's a great story about the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which often is one of the most troubled agencies in the entire federal government. It set out to try to reduce violent crime in Indian reservations by 5%. In fact, by using very careful, very good measurement techniques and outstanding management, actually, instead of 5%, brought violent crime down 35%. And it's a lesson about what it is that leadership backed up by good data can actually accomplish.
Don Kettles, the dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland. You used a word there that is critical, I think, to figuring out how to make progress on some of these issues, and that's incentives. I don't know that we talk about incentives for outcomes as much as we should. Bob Tobias was on the program a little bit ago, and we talked about the concept of outputs versus outcomes. I've heard that term more often in the last week than I've heard in probably the previous 2 years combined. And I wonder if you have a sense of why that renewed emphasis on outcomes is happening right now, and especially as it pertains to setting up incentives to get the outcomes that you want, Don.
Well, the biggest problem here is that there isn't any problem that matters that any one agency can control. And so you can have individual agencies managing the individual outcomes, but when they add everything up, the whole is less than the sum of the parts, and we end up having things slip through the cracks. We have so many problems that require coordinated effort across agency boundary lines, across the lines between Washington and the regions, across the line between the public and the private sectors, across the line between the U.S. and many parts of the world. And unless we focus on the broader issues about what it is that we want to try to accomplish, these broader outcomes, we're likely to miss, because we could manage each individual output precisely and still not accomplish what we are trying to do. But the only way that we can really get to those bigger pieces is making sure that we have the right measures that are lined up at the operational level, so that when those things happen, they happen in a way that produce the bigger outcomes that we are shooting for.
There's an added layer of complexity here, though, Don, and that is that you could collate the information as best you can, and you can use data, and you can ascertain that the data is clean so that the information that you have is really great. And if you take that to Congress and that's not what they want to see and that's not how they want you to measure something, then all that work has been for no good.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the biggest problems that we have is this ongoing concern that the Government Performance and Results Act, which is really world class and requires agencies to set strategic plans and measure results, is the kind of thing that most members of Congress just are not paying attention to. We're obviously doing something that's not quite right if we have this thing that's been on the books for 20 years, which is yet to get traction in Congress. It's certainly not the case that Congress doesn't care about this stuff, as we saw today with the VA hearings, but it's a matter of coming in and speaking a language that just doesn't resonate with the kind of concerns that members of Congress so often have.
What's the most important piece beyond just asking? I mean, that seems to be the most obvious solution. What do you want from us? But beyond that, making that happen, what do you think are the most important steps, Don?
Well, especially when it comes to the data question, I think it's a matter of going from the supply side, that is, look at all these great reports we're producing, to the demand side. What is it that the people who are using the data actually want? What is it that's going to drive the results that we want? What is it that Congress is going to want? And what is it that the White House is actually going to pay attention to? And the more that we can use that kind of thinking to harness political support, the more we're going to be able to use those data to try to drive better results. And that, I think, is the secret sauce at the bottom of all this.
Don, great conversation and great concepts. I love counterintuitive thinking, whatever it is, and it's a terrific pleasure to have you on the program, as always.
Always great to have a chance to talk to you.